Hi, this is dictation for Aaron Parker Weatherly. AaronParkerWeatherly. Date of birth is 10/31/1984. Date of accident 5/30/2022. And date of service is 8/9/2022. Mr. Aaron Parker is a victim of an automobile accident where he was riding a motorbike and he came under the vehicle in front of it after the van in front of him suddenly turned 90 degrees. The bike came under the van and his leg went under the bike. This caused him pain in the area of left shoulder. Pain in the right shoulder and fracture of the right leg, especially the malleolus. The surgery was done last month successfully, and the patient was put on cast and now he's on a walking cast. He reports that he is doing extremely well for this. He's able to walk without any cane. And he can put weight on his leg. The pain level is reported to be 8 still on the leg area and right knee area, and still suffers from some headaches. He also suffered from some problem with the right thumb where the flexion could not be completed. And he has been seen by the hand surgeon and the orthopedic surgeon. He can walk reasonably good now, although with some pain. The headaches are reported to be 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are on every other day and they last for an hour or two. He denies any pain in the neck, back, mid-back, lower back. There are no pain in any shoulder. The right shoulder pain is completely better. He can move his arm in 100% normal. And he has not started the physical therapy yet due to the cast that was present. His pain level is 8 to 9 in the right leg. And the ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, especially general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient does report 60% improvement in the pain. System review, patient has headaches along with difficulty sleeping, anxiety, depression, nightmares and weakness, but denies any symptom of TBI. No symptom of dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, balance problem, memory problem, confusion, disorientation, or lack of focus are reported. In the pain and numbness, patient reports of pins and needle numbness and nerve pain in the right leg only, and some pain in the right knee, but mostly it's healing. There was a fracture of the right leg malleolus, which has been operated and fixed. It is wearing a walking cast. And in the GI, there's no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issue. In the GE, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level. It remains the same. And there are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine, and substance abuse. Marijuana is used for pain relief. Compliance history, patient reports being in compliance. Physical examination, blood pressure is 150 over 87, pulse is 88, pulse oxygen is 100. Rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 6/28/2022, dictation number 0628-030. Please mention that the right leg has some swelling in the foot and the ankle area. The peripheral pulses are normal and peripheral circulation is intact. Patient is able to move all the toes in up and down, and flexion extension is completely normal. Reflexes are normal in the right lower extremity. Other than that, the rest of the findings are the same. The shoulder is now completely normal, and patient is able to move in 180 degrees of abduction on the right side and left side. And no deficits are noticed, no painful areas are noticed. And this is shoulder examination completely normal. Upper extremities, both right and left are completely normal. Left lower extremity is completely normal. The left knee also has no positive findings. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. Patients provided with Mobix 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Xenoflex 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief, and Imitrex for the headaches, severe headaches. Along with this, patients provided Narco 5 mg 325 with PRN basis 30 tablets for pain relief due to the fracture. And Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75 tablets for headaches. Other than that, the patient is stable. He is referred to a physical therapy only for the right leg because there is a lot of swelling and the retraining of the toes and ankle 2 times per week. And he remains disabled for work, disabled for housework, and transportation has been checked. His maps are reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and he's otherwise in compliance. Thank you. He'll be seen in 30 days.